computing devices. And TV is also one of the major computing devices. So we've tried to make the TV to be more smarter with Tizen. I joined the Tizen TV project from the beginning and experienced the steps to adopt Tizen to the TV device. In this talk, I'm going to talk about what the steps of what we've done to port Tizen to a TV device. I want to share my experience to help you to port Tizen to your devices. If you have any questions, please ask at the end of this talk. I'll try to answer all of your questions after the presentation. From basic graphics stack to the applications, I'll explain what we've done to port Tizen to the TV device. And I'll introduce some tips to optimize boot time of Tizen. That was one of the biggest challenges. For porting Tizen to a device, Tizen Porting Guide is a very good starting point. Tizen Porting Guide explains how you can adjust Tizen to your device. Even though it is focused on mobile device, there are many useful information about the, there are many useful information for porting Tizen to any kind of devices. For the first step, we needed to prepare kernel and BSP for the device. In Tizen Porting Guide, there are information about basic kernel requirement for the Tizen, and we ported kernel based on that requirement. Fortunately, we started with some Samsung commercial TV, and that device has already kernel, so we ported that kernel based on the kernel requirement of Tizen. If you have a kernel, you can try to boot up device with Tizen. Before try to boot up your device with Tizen, let's try to understand the boot sequence of Tizen. Tizen adopted systemd as its init program instead of sysvinit. Systemd provides many powerful features that enables some aggressive parallelization of boot up sequence and on-demand starting daemons and keeping track of processes and etc. Because Tizen adopted systemd as its init program instead of sysvinit, some scripts like etc/ic.local of sysvinit is not used anymore. Instead of these scripts, systemd unit configuration files are used for initializing devices, initializing while boot up sequence. unit configuration files contains information about what to execute and what are needed to be executed as service. The dependency among some services. Target and service are example of systemd unit configuration. Target is a kind of intermediate goal of boot up sequence, and each target includes some units to be executed for that goal. Service units provide program command to execute, and the processes that are executed by service unit are controlled and supervised by the systemd. Oh, can you see this picture? It's too small, I think. Sorry. This is the diagram of Tizen boot up sequence. You can see this diagram in Tizen Porting Guide wiki page. After kernel starts systemd as its init process, systemd starts some default target, like sysinit target and basic target. In these default targets, systemd initializes systemd does some initialization of UDEV or SMAC. Tizen uses a custom target to branch to boot boot-up sequence to normal boot and charging mode boot. This is normal boot and charging mode boot. Note that this is charging mode boot is just for mobile device. TV doesn't need to be charged anymore. And in normal boot, some system daemons such as alarm server or power manager, system server, and many system daemons are started in multi-user target. And the final goal of system and Tizen boot-up sequence is graphical target. In graphical target, some daemons for applications and the systemd user session is started. Systemd user session is a kind of login session of a user. And in Tizen 2.2, there is a user whose name is app, and which has user ID of 5,000. This systemd user session is a login session of that user. In this session, user session, X server and environment window manager, and some default applications are started. After flashing kernel and Tizen platform image to the device will boot up with Tizen. Did we succeed to boot our TV device on our first try? Absolutely no. There was no display on the screen. We just got a shell prompt with our first try. So to make the Tizen to show some graphics, we needed to port kernel DRM driver and we needed to port X video driver. Kernel DRM driver should be ported according to the hardware specification. There are many reference kernel DRM drivers in the kernel mainline, and the kernel DRM driver for Exynos processor, Samsung Exynos processor, is also in the kernel mainline. Fortunately, in our team, there is an engineer who developed Exynos DRM driver of kernel mainline, so we could port our kernel DRM driver for our device in a few days, just a few days. So. And we also ported X video driver based on some X video driver of Exynos chipset. In addition to video drivers, TV device, some input drivers for TV device should be ported. Some IR remote controller and Bluetooth smart controller. We ported these device drivers as a Linux EVDev driver, and it worked like just normal keyboard and pointing device. Now, TV shows some basic graphics. TV opened its eye, this is X eyes, and Tizen booted on the TV, basically, and shows the UI of basic applications. But after we booted with the platform image, we first showed some warning dialog, this composite warning. This means that this warning dialog means that our screen does not support OpenGL. And this dialog made us nervous because it means that the TV device doesn't use its GPU at all. TV has a huge screen and high resolution. Without hardware acceleration, graphical performance was horrible. It only showed about 15 FPS. So hardware acceleration for graphics should be the next step for adopting Tizen to the TV device. So our TV device has ARM Mali T6 Oppo as its GPU. It's from Samsung commercial TV product. And fortunately, ARM provided its DDK, and its performance was basically good. But we should deal with some problem of buffer synchronization. Modules like WebKit in Tizen uses libTV and some Tizen buffer manager library to allocate and synchronize its graphic buffers. And the libTVM uses Tizen global lock that is in the Tizen reference corner to synchronize graphic buffers between some processes. But Mali T6 OPPO DDK uses its own synchronization method that is called KDS in the corner layer. So with the legacy libTVM with Tizen global lock, because it doesn't support KDS at all, WebKit, the modules like WebKit then use libTVM to synchronize graphic buffers doesn't render correctly in the TV device. So to solve this problem, we ported libTVM backend to support ARM KDS. libTVM exports some synchronization APIs to be implemented in its backend library. So we ported libTVM backend library to support ARM KDS. And after that, the modules uses libTVM to synchronize graphic buffers was able to render correctly without any visual artifacts. So hardware acceleration was done, and the basic graphical stack is completed. But we were developing Tizen TV, not just huge tablet things. So we should make a TV broadcast framework to support broadcast signals. TV's main purpose is still watching TV shows from TV signals. TV has hardware for handling some TV broadcast signals. Tuner, DMUX, and decoder was that. So tuner is for receiving TV signals from air or cable, and DTV tuner demodulate. DTV tuner hardware can demodulate analog signals into a digital bit stream. This bit stream contains video and audio streams, and it is able to contain multiple video and audio streams and data with about the channel. DMUX can filter specific streams in this bit stream and forward to a specific decoder. And decoder decodes streams and transforms video packets into a sequence of pictures. We tried to find if there is a standard way to support these hardwares in Linux. We found that Linux already has the TV support. Linux DBB framework in TizenTV.org is that. It provides framework for drivers of TV hardware in the corner. And Linux DBB API defines APIs for user space to be able to control hardware via corner interface. We've ported drivers for our TV hardware based on using this Linux DBB framework. Linux DBB API is well defined, but it uses corner interface. I mean the IOCTL system calls directly. So for Tizen application, we needed to add TV broadcast framework. Handling TV broadcast signal is very similar to playing multimedia. So naturally, we designed the TV broadcast framework like the multimedia framework. Using GStreamer plugins for TV hardware, GStreamer pipeline has been made. GStreamer pipeline is controlled by TV Player API, and TV Player API provides low-level APIs for controlling broadcast streams and basic channel operation. Upon TV Player API, TV Service API provides services for Tizen applications. TV Service API is designed as client-server model, and a daemon is running to manage TV hardware. Applications can request live channel tuning or channel scanning and electric program guide information with the TV service API. With the TV broadcast framework, Tizen does its TV functionalities. Then how about mobile or IBS specific modules? Do we still need them? Yeah, we don't need them in TV. So we've removed packages related to the modem hardware of mobile devices. It was not that simple to remove unnecessary packages because of some dependencies among modules. We've cleaned the packages by removing unnecessary dependencies among modules, and we removed some telephony or messaging, like messaging frame of things from Tizen Mobile. Now, Tizen for TV device is basically ready, but we need some applications for TV device. In mobile, there are basic applications such as phone or SMS messaging application, contact application like that. For TV, it needs other set of applications such as home screen, live TV viewer, application launcher, setting, electric program guide application, media browser, media player, and external source management application. These are basic applications for that. These are screenshots of Tizen TV applications. You may already watch it on Tech Showcase. Tizen TV's reference UX is focused on easy transition between TV functionalities. In home screen, this is home screen. In home screen, it shows main TV functionalities in home bar, and this is home bar. And it also shows some dynamic information of each application in dynamic bar. And you can see a summary of multimedia contents while watching TV, and you can transit easily from live TV to a multimedia player by just one click. Application panel, apps panel, shows installed Tizen applications and can launch apps here. Tizen Reference UX provides rich media applications also. It can play videos, various formats of videos and music and photos. Now, basically we've done from the corner to the applications. Tizen works on TV device and users can watch TV shows from the signal and enjoy media. However, there is a remained important requirement for TV device. It's boot time. Generally, when TV users turn on the TV, they want to watch TV as soon as possible. How fast? In my case, I want to watch TV in less than 5 seconds. However, Tizen usually takes more than 15 seconds to boot up in mobile devices, and it took longer in the TV on our first try. To optimize boot time, we needed to profile boot time first. We could use two tools for profiling boot time. First, boot chart. Tizen provides boot chart for profiling boot time. It monitors system status and all the processes during the system boot time. It shows graphs like this. This graph is a part of a huge graph that is generated by boot chart. It shows timing of every processes, when it started and when it ended while during boot time. One more tool we used is systemd analyze. Tizen uses systemd as its init program, as I mentioned earlier, so to optimize boot time, we should modify systemd unit configuration files, such as targets and services. Systemd analyze a similar graph to boot chart, and it shows timeline that shows timing of each systemd unit configurations. By analyzing this graph, we can find some bottleneck point of boot time, and we can find some bottleneck of system boot time and boot sequence. For TV, the boot time means the time when user, the time from when user press the power button to when live TV is shown to the screen. So to optimize boot time, we needed to move forward broadcast-related services to be launched as soon as possible. For that, essential services for TV broadcast service should be identified first. In Tizen TV, TV service daemon and live TV application is essential for TV broadcast service. To launch these services as soon as possible, dependencies for those services should be minimized. And then we need to defer unrelated service not to interfere the essential services. Until now, it takes less than 10 seconds to boot in our device by optimizing systemd units related to the TV broadcast service. Our goal is less than 5 seconds. So we are still fighting with this issue, and it is very challenging and still open issue. I've explained what we've done to adopt Tizen to smart TV. It was not a full story, and there was lots of issues that are not mentioned in this talk. Tizen is an open source and an operating system for all kinds of devices, and Tizen TV platform will be open soon. I hope you to participate in extending Tizen for TV and other devices, and my talk would help you to start porting Tizen to your own devices. That's all. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
All of the work is done on Tizen 2.
Tizen 2.2, yeah.
Yes. Do you have any plans before going forward to align with Tizen 3? Because you are a bit of a mix. You have systemd, which is from Tizen 3, but
yeah.
You have X, which is from Tizen 2.
Yeah.
Do you have a plan to realign with Tizen 3?
We have a plan to use Tizen 3 for product, maybe Samsung. But it is not fixed yet because Tizen 3, the schedule of Tizen 3 is not fixed yet for TV or some mobile or some wearable devices. So after the Tizen 3 is ready for that kind of profile, we will adopt Tizen 3 to TV, our TV product maybe. It must be huge work to put X-related things to variant in Tizen 3, but we should do, because Tizen 3 will be the future of Tizen, and Tizen is still evolving. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. First.
I saw you mentioned some things about the hardware platform to go along with the reference software.
Yeah.
Can you describe that a little bit more? Is that available? Is that specified? Is it ARM on Mali only? Are there multiple versions? What's available in hardware? And how are you participating?
I just mentioned that Mali T604 as a reference for our device, just for our device. Yeah. For the other devices, you should port its DDK or its drivers or some OpenGL stack for its GPU to support Tizen. So I think, yes. There may be some reference hardware for Tizen TV later. Now we ported our commercial TV product we ported Tizen using our commercial Samsung commercial TV product, but.
Is that what you're planning on open sourcing, or?
When we open our Tizen TV source code, we will provide some reference hardware also. Yeah.
I may have the reference hardware today. The port on ARM is done on the Android hardware, which is also about the chip.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. Similar.
Yeah,
Odroid is a candidate for.
Yeah, which is the same.
Yeah, right.
You should be able to get what is done in Tizen as a core from your Tizen
Right.
TV
reference
platform, but at least that part should be similar.
Yeah, right. Titan 3, the Odroid is a candidate hardware, reference hardware for Titan 3 also. And yeah, it has,
yeah.
It's easy to port our code to that board because it's same, it uses same, almost the same CPU. And,
You mentioned about the decoder, frame decoder.
Yes.
Supports multi-standards like NTSC, PAL, or just one standard?
Pardon?
The NTSC and PAL, the decoder part.
Uh-huh.
I'm
sorry that I'm not an exporter of that hardware, but yeah, that decoder is in Samsung commercial TV, and the decoder is very powerful, and it can decode any kind of things, I think. Any more questions? Yeah, thank you.